Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to
Jesus is so lovely. Jesus is gentle and Jesus is mine. Jesus is so wonderful. Jesus is awesome. He's sweet and he's kind. I love him. Jesus loves me. Oh yeah. No matter what wrong, Jesus loves me, oh yeah, that's the reason I love him too. Jesus is your savior. Today, he took your punishment and he gave you a place so you could be with him, beside him. Jesus loves you, oh yeah. Sometimes you cry when you're feeling lonely and all by yourself. I know that sometimes you're sad when you are depressed. Remember, someone loves you. It's Jesus. Jesus loves you. Oh, yeah. Did not die for you. Your best friend did not stay close all the time. Your best friend does not feel what you feel. She cannot be touched by the feelings of your infirmity. But Jesus loves you, oh yeah. Jesus loves you, oh yeah. That's the reason you love him too. Oh, Jesus.
Amen. 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 It's time for the word of God. Amen. And we are so honored, so blessed that on this special day, our Father decided to have a very special service with us. Today is Resurrection Sunday. Bible says, the word that I speak, they are spirit and life. And I believe that even as our Father is coming to speak to us, every dead thing in our life is coming alive again. So if you're excited, make some noise. Let's welcome Bishop Dagger with me.
Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see.
Oh, I see the light.
I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you. So we can see. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given. Oh, I see the light. Oh, I see the light the Lord has given for you and me, so we can see.
Father, guide us by your mighty, mighty Holy Spirit in these few moments, Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Now, at this wisdom impartation service, I think we can open the doors. I think it's getting hot now. Yeah, the air conditioner have done their best, but they cannot sustain. These things were not invented in Africa. They don't know about the tropical. Now, my message, I don't know, I see a lot of children here. All right. I'm going to preach, I want you to just, in case, some of the things you don't say them clearly, you just try to understand them, because this message is short and it's called Wisdom 5. Wisdom 5. Turn to Proverbs 5. We've been talking about how important wisdom is and all that. That is Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4. Teach more about how important it is. So now, we are going deeper into some of the wisdom keys and guiding keys that a person filled with God's wisdom would experience. If you come away from the door, then they'll open the door, then you sit against the door, same door. If you don't mind, just move away from the door, right? Open the door fully. The doors are being designed so they can open 100%. Then we'll enjoy 100% air. Unlike those who build with sliding windows, they can only open one third of their windows. A house with glass windows is just hot with mosquitoes. No air. Kindly just step away. When it's open, then you put your chair right back. So the door should be flat on the wall. This one is not flat on the wall there. Okay, all of them, including that one. What's blocking it? All right. Over there as well, please. Over there. Be very intelligent and quick. Brother man. Move from there, open the doors, and let the air come in so that we can enjoy happiness together. Wisdom 5. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding. Amen.
Amen.
Now this scripture. All right. Yes, it's working. This scripture I want us to really sort of go through very quickly, because that's all under Wisdom 5. If we take a long time on each verse, you know, Proverbs has so many chapters. We'll be on it for 20 weeks. That will take us to the end of the year. But let's try hard to get some wisdom keys for our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Today is Easter Sunday. Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday. That's what we celebrate, and we thank the Lord. Now, that is the great wisdom of God, that God should send his son to die on the cross. And that is the wisdom that men can never relate with. All right? But here we see details of God's wisdom. It says, "My son, attend to my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding." Amen.
Amen.
Now, right there, you see a father telling you to listen to his wisdom. Listen to my wisdom. Because every person has wisdom. Every father has wisdom. If you take, I know some churches, they actually teach you about mortgages and how to borrow and so on. That is the wisdom they have. And it maybe works for them. All right? So that is why the father said, "My son, attend to my wisdom." Because wisdom is the way you think. Everybody thinks differently. Right? Like, people can't understand why we'd be in church at this time. And some people, it's our wisdom to be in church all day long. So remember that there are different opinions. One time I met a professor from the university, and he explained to me about my writings. He said that my books are one opinion out of 200 opinions about the same topic. Yes. And that if I'm to get a PhD or a degree from the university, I have to write all the 200 opinions that exist about a topic. Do you understand? Like, these are the opinions about demons. Some say this one school of thought. That's what it means, school of thought. You must have heard that before. This is my opinion. Then another professor, so and so, also said this. That is his opinion. Then another third professor, he also said the 67th professor also feels that this. And I have to know all the 200 opinions. And after knowing the 200 opinions, I have my opinion. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Before I can qualify to get a... That's what helps you to get a their kind of a degree. All right? Yeah. So as I just teach that, the Bible says this, the Bible says this, that's my opinion. That's what he says. You see. Now, that is why many people who go to accredited places, when they finish learning the 200 opinions, they have no more opinions. Yes. And they no longer believe as much as they did. So, I don't want to mention names, but there are some schools. You'll be surprised that, you know, before there were before there were anointed schools which teach on a faith basis, right? Any person who went to Scripture Union was a very serious Christian and a serious believer has to go to certain schools to study theology. And when you study theology, that's what you go through. Demons, this our opinion, this is opinion, that's his opinion, that's what they think. Some people think it's past. Miracles. Then we say, what's your... Some people think it's past. Some people think it was the apostles. Some people think it's just psychological. Some people think it's not this. Some people say this. Based on this, I say, 200, everybody. So it's difficult to believe. But because of that, all the people who had faith and were zealous, because we didn't know any other way to become trained in the ministry, had to go to these places which kill faith. And it's not intended to kill faith, but look, when you question something in a certain way, there is no more faith. Like Jesus, when he came, he said, are you not Mary's? Your mother is who? Mrs. Mary. You say you are the Son of God now. How do you become the Son of God? So where they question him, is this not his sister? Is this not a carpenter? Is it not? They couldn't. There he could not do miracles. Faith doesn't come by questioning. Faith comes by hearing and believing. Yeah. So you find out that there are many opinions for one thing. And that is why, that is what is taught sometimes in some schools. Many, many opinions. When you don't know, you think that for your school to be respected, you know, you need accreditation. But accreditation rather means you are coming to teach the 200 opinions. Even they have even God theories about God. Is God real? Or the God of the gaps theory. Miyazaki was an expert at the God of the gaps theory. It's like when there is a gap in knowledge, like maybe we get to a point and there is a gap, nobody has the answer, then you fill it with God. So that's the God of the gaps theory. All kinds of whether God is there, why people believe in God. So many theories. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? In the end, you don't believe. So, one time I was checking with experienced Bible schools, and I found, example, Christ for the Nations, where Archbishop Idahosa was trained. When you go on the Bible school, they write, the board of this school has decided not to be accredited, do not want to be accredited. Yes, it's for training ministers, not for questioning faith and searching for opinions. Yes. And schools like Kenneth Hagin's Bible School, which have trained thousands of ministers, we don't have accredited. We don't want the secular approval. So you must understand why these things exist, because it's faith. The people that gathered at Independence Square, it's not by a thousand opinions of one thing. That's not what we have been teaching. That. So what's your opinion about a shepherd? I don't think it's necessary. Do you think it's necessary? Okay, it's not necessary, because these are the 18 reasons why it's not necessary. These are the 6 reasons why it's necessary. By the time we finish, we don't even believe in shepherding again. Yeah. Are you there? So remember, my son, attend unto my wisdom, and bound thine ear to my understanding. So try to catch the wisdom in the house. Like in this house, what is the wisdom here? The wisdom that have brought us this far is the wisdom of seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. That's the wisdom that we have. Is the wisdom of the house. The wisdom here is that the borrower is a servant of the one who lent the money. So don't borrow. You can take it, you can leave it. But that's a blessing. That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Verse 3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. You will never fall into that oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood and sharp as a two-edged sword. All right? So you must be careful with the lips of a strange woman. You must remember that as a brother, this is a son, my son. As a brother, a lady is like grilled chicken to you. Yes. Fried chicken on the plate and it's moving like that. Hey! And sisters, you must know that you are like fried chicken, grilled chicken. I don't know whether children are supposed to be in this service. Huh? I don't feel free preaching this. I don't feel free. I'm jumping to Proverbs chapter 10. No, it's Easter. It's Easter. Let the children stay. It's okay. Let the children stay. Let the children stay. It's Easter. I'll just read the verse and then we close. Maybe this is not a good Easter message. All right. Her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou should ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. You see, all brothers should know that when you are looking at a girl, you should know that you need glasses. Because you are having what we call blurred vision. Yes. Blurred vision. Nala beautiful. But you are having blurry vision. And if God does not give you supernatural spectacles, you see that you have not seen it well at all. It's wearing good at the time. Her mouth is smoother than oil. Hey. But her feet go down to death, and her steps take hold on hell. Her ways are movable. What is going on? Movable ways. If she sees that you are spiritual, she can't. Oh, I was studying this scripture today. Her ways are movable. If she sees.
Yeah, she's singing.
If she sees that you are into music. To mention certain songs, you will say, wow! Her ways are movable. That is why people marry, and after some time, you see that they are saying, ah, the sister is not spiritual at all. But before, adaptable. After marriage, say that she has no time to be in church. But before, she's, oh, and we are around, we are flowing, Charlie. Yeah, we are flowing. We are flowing. Ease and grace. We are flowing. Movable ways. Change your style. Change your style. Change your style. When you tell her, I want to go to Timbuktu as a missionary, she'll say, yes, me too. I wanted also to be a missionary to Mongolia. She will talk with you about missions. Her ways are movable. That thou canst not know them. You don't know what you are dealing with. Many brothers, if they would tell you, they would tell you that, hey, I didn't know what I was marrying. Yes. My vision weren't good at the time. She was gentle because when she's talking to you, a voice, hello, hello, oh, hi, is it just yes, it's me, but if she doesn't know that it's you, hello. Who is that? Hey! Hello? Hello? Okay. Verse 7. Thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Yes. Don't depart from the words of your father's mouth, your pastor's mouth. The Bible, the word of God. Don't go away from it. Yes. Remove thy way far from her. And come not nigh the door of her house. Yes. Look. Every young man is like a man who is fasting. Yes. Like a man who is fasting. And you are getting to the end of your fast. And you are seeing chicken that is roasting like turning round. You see the thing is going round like this. Hey, hey. Movable chicken is turning around. Look, when you are fasting, serious fasting, look, everything is nice. Have you experienced it before? Everything. One day I was fasting, getting to the end of the fast, and I passed by Papaye. At that time, they used to grill chicken outside. Do they still do it? And the chickens were turning like this. I said, oh Lord, my God. Look at this. Movable. Movable chickens. So brothers, you must realize that you are affected by your fasting. Yes. From a certain age, you have appetites and desires. And you have restricted yourself. So when you see the chicken moving, say, hey. Even the feathers, you like to eat them. Feathers. You fry the feathers and say, I like the feathers. The feathers are crispy. I like the feathers. Crispy feathers. Verse 9. Lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. A lot of brothers are experiencing cruelty. Yes. Cruelty. Yes. Wicked. Look. All the time when I preach, I say, people, what I'm saying, it sounds fantastic. It's because it sounds fantastic and impossible and incredible should make you alert. That the man may not be saying what he's saying out of the blue. Cruelty. Yeah. You see, people become calm. Quiet. Yes. And that cruelty. You see the people hungry. But you have signed over. You see, this room, a lot of agreements have been signed. I sign my yes to you. Yes, I've signed my yes to you. The rest of the years, yes, experience whatever. And your blood vision will make you see a cruel thing as a nice thing. And you can't help it. You are a human being. Till you die, you will be a human being. Yes. President Mugabe, who's about 90 years old, he has a son who is about 20 or 18. The nature God has given you till 70s. It will not go. So, Charlie, if you are signing from 25 onwards to cruelty, don't understand it. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. Those of you who fall in love with strangers, this verse alone should let you know that you have nothing to do with a stranger. Stranger here means stranger. Strange, unknown. We don't know you. We don't know much about. We know some parts. We know this, but we don't know everything. Yeah. We don't know everything. You don't know everything. But there are people, as they stay around longer, you know them more. As strangers is the key sign of a dangerous person. It's like nobody. So you just come. Wow, yes, I'm here. But unfortunately, many people fall for strangers. Yes. The person for you is the person who is around and know. Even the apostles, when they were going to choose an apostle, they chose somebody who has accompanied with them for 3 years. Because you know it's not easy to pretend. after some time, what you are pretending about, it sort of comes out. Yourself will come one day and see that, hey, onalenai sitale. Look, if you don't want to believe, why do you think that God put badness in men and goodness in women? It's nothing like that. Badness is equally shared amongst all of us. Do you understand? But the problem is that girls look too nice and gentle and beautiful. So we can't even imagine, we brothers, we can't even imagine that you are some way. It's only from the preaching that you say, eh, eh. But it's like we can't even imagine it. But you'll be surprised. Girls don't like to work for girls. It's like, oh, no, 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 I like this man to be my boss. He'll be kinder to me. Because of your own wickedness, you know. Cruelty. Yeah. Shh. Strangers. You will never marry a stranger. Let me just tell you straight away. Those of you sometimes say, you've got a beloved, you want to come and show the beloved. Don't bring any strangers to us. Forget it. It won't work. Is it clear?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, don't forget about strangers. Forget about strangers. We're not having strangers here. And thou mourn at the last when thy flesh and thy body are consumed. Yes. When your flesh and your body is consumed is when you are old. Your flesh is consumed. Your body is consumed. You become ogbo. Wisdom 5, verse 13. And I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. Look, marrying and having relationships, trust more in instructions and words from teachers. Both boys and girls, trust more. Otherwise you will say, I didn't obey the voice of my teachers, my instructors. Because you just don't know. You just don't know. One day a brother was going to marry a certain sister. And I told him, look, this is what is going to happen. I told him, this is what is going to happen. And after. And I told him in front of his beloved. I said, this is what she's going to do to you. This is what's going to happen. I was not afraid of the beloved. I said, this is what's going to happen. And after, he still got married. Later on, I saw him, and he said, you said it. You said it. It has happened, exactly. 100%. But you can't believe that it will happen. Lest you come and say, I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation assembly. Verse 15. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. You know, you have to get that message. Waters out of your own well. God is going to give you your own well. Amen. Where you can drink water regularly. Amen. And that's what God is trying to create for you. Now, somebody may say, ah, so Mr. Bishop Man, are you saying that this sister is not good and not a good sister? Why should I not marry this one? So are you saying that she's bad? No, she's not bad. But she's not good for you. Yes. You see, the Bible says, I will get him a help meet or suitable for you. Let's face it. Not all clothes are suitable for you. Some of them, when you wear, on a bonnet chon, you look funny. Have you not had clothes that when you wear, you look funny? And when somebody else wears the same thing, the person looks very nice. Because your bottoms are differently shaped. Different shapes. If it's pointed backwards, your dress will look like a waterfall after. If it's pointed to the sides, your dress will look like a fan. So it depends on what you are getting to wear. You get what I'm saying? So the person you are getting, it's not that the person is bad, but for you, is it suitable? If the person is not suitable and you force yourself to marry the person, you may say, my English wasn't good at the time. And I didn't understand the proposal well at the time. But you are understanding the message. Not all clothes are good for you. It's always, it's a dress. I'm going to... No, don't do that. Yes, it's a waterfall or a fan. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Every man has a fountain. We all know what fountains are. You know? And when a fountain is closed down, it gets rusted. Do you understand? And when it gets rusted, it doesn't work. Because all the joints and the mechanics are not working. There are so many complex joints. It's wearing good at the time. So God is saying, let thy fountains, God wants fountains to be dispersed. Wow. That's the will of God. And where should the fountains be dispersed? In the streets. God is giving you your own streets where the fountains can be dispersed abroad. I'm preaching a good message. Wow. Receive your own personal streets and receive your personal fountains. Let her be as the loving hind and the pleasant roe. God wants to give you a loving hind and a pleasant roe. A good wife is an antelope. Yes. She's agile. She skips. That is why the future of the dancing stars is very bright. Because they are very agile, athletic, gymnastics, choreography, aerobics. Receive it. Those of you who are sitting down, watching, you are just dancing with your eyes. You don't know what you are missing. Yes. Some people don't read the Bible and don't behave like pleasant antelopes. They behave like and pleasant hippopotamus.
Boom, 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 boom.
Ghana girls, they don't like walking.
Boom, 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 boom.
And the husband will be. Hey, mobile. When you touch a hippopotamus, he may not even feel it. Birds sit on them. They don't feel it. Birds eat from their whatever. They don't have feelings. You'll never be a hippopotamus. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times. That is why I use the word chicken. If we hadn't used the word chicken, you would not think of the word satisfaction or being full. Wow. Okay. Make it be a war, Charlie. Be thou ravished always with her love. Look, all these things will be like fairy tales to you. You see, grown ups, if I'm preaching to grand, they will just be looking at the things that you are preaching is a theoretical something. We don't know what you are saying. Yeah. If you don't listen to these words, you give yourself to cruelty. Yes. Wickedness. Recently, I heard of a certain wicked woman. She took the husband out of the church. You are leaving this church. You are leaving the church. You are leaving the church. You are leaving the church. Otherwise, preach. Yeah. Why will thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman and embrace the bosom of a stranger? Why? Because you don't have your own. That's why you are ravished with the love of strangers. Yes, because you don't have yours. Why would you eat a chicken from the road? You ask those who got married. They say that, wow, I've got chicken at home now. I go eat at home. The reason you're always buying wache on the road is there's nothing at home. You know that when you go home, there's no food there. So your different appetites must be satisfied outside. You are delivered from strangers. You know, as I'm preaching, you are receiving wisdom. For the ways of a man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. You know, marriage is for young people. Don't let anybody deceive you. It's not about old age, middle age. When you are born again Christian, you marry as a young person. Yeah. If you are not a Christian, you don't need to marry. You can just stay, fool around, go here, go here, go here. Maybe you are in the 40s somewhere and you want to settle down, then you find somebody and settle down. You don't need to. Why would you even marry? If I was an unbeliever, I don't know why I would marry. What is the point? You are free, man. You move, I mean, from flower to flower. Why do you need to? Yeah. So, there's no point. If you don't believe in God, you just keep moving around all over the place. Fool around, do whatever, make yourself happy, on and on and on and on. And you speak like the way they speak. Unbelievers speak. Yeah. Are you there or you are leaving? I don't even know why you are here on Easter Sunday at this time. Yeah. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly, he shall go astray. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of ministry. If you read Timothy, where Paul was saying, if anyone wants to be a bishop, first thing must be the husband of one wife. It's like your first wisdom is seen in your relationship with the opposite sex. That is like the beginning of your wisdom. So Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4, that's where he talks, wisdom is this. But from chapter 5, he starts to actually give advice. Do this. And from 5, 6, and 7, he's talking about women. Yeah. Charlie, the girls are beautiful. How many realize that Charlie, the girls, they fine? If fine or no fine? Fine too much. Chicken licking. So your first wisdom, can you choose? Can you choose? It shows you, can you choose? Can you settle? When with a lot of different pieces of chicken, can you pick one? Like you'll be standing there, Mikra, what should I take? Mikra, what should I take? You poke this one a bit, poke this one. It shows that you can settle. Because even after you've chosen, as you are going, you see somebody's place. A bigger piece of chicken. That my chicken is small. So it shows, can you settle? Can you choose? That's why a lot of jobs, they say you married, they have a married or not.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's not that they said married or not. And now I met somebody said married and living with your spouse, or the spouse is living somewhere. So another one. Yes. And how long? Married. Can you choose? Can you say you will choose?
Amen.
You will settle.
Amen.
If you walk to the first class church, you see more beautiful ones. Hey. Different chicken. This one is Portuguese chicken. This one is grilled chicken. This one is fried chicken. This one is boiled chicken. This one is chicken with feathers. Chicken without feathers. Huh? Golden fried chicken. Sauteed chicken. Chicken nuggets. Sweet and sour chicken. Hot and spicy chicken. Szechuan chicken. Chicken with black beans. Hey! Which of the chickens are you going to choose? So usually, a person's spiritual life begins climbing when he has the ability to choose one. I said, I choose the Szechuan chicken, the one over there, that's Szechuan chicken. Although I can see chicken with black bean sauce on the side, I'll take the Szechuan chicken. And I like, it's okay. I'll take it. Chicken curry. You may be going back with your Szechuan chicken, and you see somebody coming with chicken curry with a steam coming up. Oh! And you want to run back and go and put it back and go and change to chicken curry. It's too late. Too late. You've got to choose one of the chickens. Brothers, are you listening or you can't listen to what I'm saying? sisters, as a sister or as a chicken, that's why they call you chicks. Yeah. You see now? That's why they call the chicks. The chicken fine or you don't fine?
Fine.
Listen, listen. Listen. Quiet. Quiet so that I can preach. I'm just ending. What I'm saying is, as a sister or as a chicken or a chick, try to make yourself either hot and spicy, Szechuan, chicken nuggets, golden fried. Do something. You see, because we have two types of flowers. Insect pollinated flowers or wind pollinated flowers. You will be an insect pollinated flower. Insect pollinated flowers have beautiful petals, nice smell, beautiful features, and they attract the insects. The wind pollinated, they don't have a good character. Only the wind can pollinate them. You will be an insect pollinated flower in the name of Jesus. There is no one under the sound of my voice who will struggle to get married. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy that will come to pass. When, listen, listen, shh, when your time comes and it's time to pollinate one of the flowers, God will give you wisdom. But maybe a time will come then the sister may ask, you seem to be taking your time. So yes, it's because of my blurred vision. Yes. I'm trying to see well. I need some time to see what I'm seeing. The gentleness I'm seeing, is it a real gentleness? The soft voice I'm hearing, is it a soft voice? Or is it a church voice I'm hearing in the church? The beautiful face I'm seeing, is it a real beautiful face? Or if we bath your face now, the whole face will change. If we bath your face now, would the face change? Would the face change? Shh. Or if we hold your head just now, will it remove? Listen, your first wisdom is the wisdom that Solomon started. That's the start now with women. Yeah, it's a young man. How to choose one and stay. Wow. Stay with one that you've chosen. Usually you see the people who are pastors from that. The people who are becoming ministers, you see it from. So, chicken nuggets, come. I go with you. Oh, golden fried chicken. Masala chicken, come. Szechuan, let's go. Yes. That is, it shows something. That is why Solomon, Proverbs 1, 2, 3, all those are, wisdom is the principle, it's all 3, 4. Wisdom at the right hand is riches, the left hand is gone. 3, 4. Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4. From 5, he starts to give advice. That's why I said this one is wisdom 5. And the first thing is woman's. Woman's. Yeah. One day a pastor saw a certain woman. I said he was going to marry. I said, which church is she from? So he mentioned a certain church whose name begins with, it doesn't begin with L, it doesn't begin with P, it doesn't begin with, it doesn't begin with F. It begins after. It begins after L. Yeah, after L. So I said, a person whose church begins after L. Does the person speak in tongues? Oh, no. I said, I thought you said he wanted to be a missionary or a pastor. The person you've gone to marry, even tongues. No tongues. You are going to marry and no tongues. But the way the fan shapes were moving, waterfall, the way he saw it, he said, Charlie, I need this. Wow. And you see, you give yourself to cruelty. Shh. Give yourself to cruelty for years and years and years. Sisters, decide I will never be cruel. All this preaching you see. You know, one time one of our young first love people got married. She started being cruel almost immediately. I said, look at this one. You see, you hear the preacher. You see, you think you are laughing. Show, hey. Started just after. I said, oh, why? You see the husband quiet like a mouse. I've signed my ears to cruelty. And in the church, you see them singing beautiful. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. After marrying, all my preaching, look, all my preaching is based on what I've seen it before. It's not an imagination. If I haven't seen it, I wouldn't even have the windows or even, it wouldn't even occur to me that this verse can be true. I just read it like a parable. It's what I have seen it practically. Wickedness. Because you are the moving chicken and it's like your human being, is your niceness is needed. You come to a house, a person has made the face squeezed. No talking. No smile, no pleasantness. Huh? Some of you, you see, that's why when we stay with you for some time, we will see your face, your true face. After that, we'll just, you just, shh, quiet. You just see the person. You look at him, you see, huh? That's the real one. When the person is not watching, that's the real one. Yes, the real face. The face, mind. Yeah. So listen, the preaching I'm preaching, there's nothing. First love, church. Marry. Officiate wedding. They go. They start immediately. You marvel. You say that. How would you do that? You will never do that. Amen. If anyone wants to be a bishop, he should be the husband. Like, that is it. If it was not for being in the ministry, even polygamy, let's not make any comment about that. But somebody, I asked one guy who's a Christian, I said, how do you have, he had eight wives. I asked him, how do you have eight wives? He said, oh, with the Bible. I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, Solomon, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. I'm following those people who, through faith and patience, inherit the promises. But you see, you want to be a bishop. You want to be a minister. Isn't it? So it's like, in your case, you can't have everything. Yes. Can't have everything. That's one of the prices you're going to pay. If it's a chicken stew. We didn't have even chicken stew so far. Grilled chicken. This one is chicken nuggets. It's very small. This one is dancing spicy chicken. This one will be chicken with chicken wings. She's flying. This one will be chicken with granite soup. This one, chicken with black bean sauce. You will get a good chicken. Hey, so every brother you see walking home with his wife is actually walking with his plate of chicken. He said, chicken, let's go home. And he's going with his chicken. Hey. Is it not true? He's holding his chicken. And as he's holding his chicken, he's going. Some chickens are saying, and some are moving, and some are pretending to be dead. Some are pretending to be dead. Some of the chickens said they are not feeling well. Some of the chickens, instead of being hot, they are cold. Ice cold chicken. Yes. Is it true or not true? So everybody is going home with his chick. Or his chicken. Ask the nearest sister, what kind of chicken are you? Where is Frank? Frank. Sit down. You are blocking some people's view. Is it Frank? He's come to lead prayer. When he finishes, what does he need? Chicken! Hey! So, if after church, he's holding his plate. And we say, Brother Frank, are you okay? He said, I'm okay, but my chicken is frozen. Will you be happy for him? Yes. Look. Shh. One day, I watched a film of penguins. Penguins. You know penguins. Have you seen some before? They stand up like this. They are birds who stand up like this and walk. And do you know where they... Shh. Do you know where... If you don't take care, you hear what I'm saying. No? Do you know where they were? They swim in the sea. And then they come to the Arctic Circle. And they walk towards the North Pole or the South Pole, one of them. And you see the weather is... Those of you who have not been to a winter environment before, you wouldn't really understand the message. Yeah. But you'll be traveling soon. So. Yeah. Listen. It's Easter, so we are closing. But listen, the penguins. So I saw them. They go together. They give birth, and they keep the egg on the toes, and they hold it like this, and they hold the egg, and then they stand in one place, and they all come together. Then the wind starts to blow. A human being can never live there. Minus 50 degrees. And they will be in it like that. And I was feeling sorry for them. And God told me, don't feel sorry for them. That is what is good for them. They like it. If you bring them here to this weather, you see that they are all fainted outside on the courtyard. Do you get what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to say is not that that frozen chicken is not good, but it's good for someone. So that froze, freezing weather, they come there every year. They can go anywhere, but they come there. The wind will be blowing, and they will up and stand. They love it. They give birth and they hold it in on their toes. Ice. Look, when we say cold, if the weather is about 10 or 8, it's cold. If the weather is 4, 3, it's very cold. But when it comes to 0, it's freezing. Air conditioning room is 26 or 18, maximum. 18. It doesn't even get to 18 in this kind of weather. Yeah. We're talking about 0, then minus 1, minus 2, to minus 50. That is suitable for them. So that depressive sister is suitable for, maybe there's an equally a depressive brother with a face that can challenge the face that is coming from that sister. Very wild face. Huh? Yes. Power versus power. Power for power. Iron sharpens iron. You meet your meter. You meet your what? Your meter. Yes. But maybe it's a very friendly, happy brother who is flowing, chatting with everybody, and you have gone for a certain ice penguin. You have gone for a penguin sister who's into ice. She's into ice weather without moving. You see that it isn't compatible. You should have gone for something like that. Yeah. Are you listening? So that is a blessing for you. You can, brother, show your wisdom. You hear me? Show your wisdom. This is your wisdom. That's, when a brother comes and says, this is my beloved, immediately see his wisdom. Proverbs 5, wisdom 5. Straight. So, this is my beloved. I've chosen this one, this one, this one. And the person does, marries the person, all those. It shows a certain type of person straight away. But so, okay, now I've got another sister. This one, okay, I've got another one. I've got another. Of course, you should break up rather than marrying a penguin if you are not into ice. You get what I'm saying? If you are not into ice, break up quickly. Yes, you are a tropical brother and you go and marry a penguin, it's not going to work. I see you choosing the right Jamaican one in Jesus' name. Hey! Yeah. First thing. So now you see, Brother Frank, we are all waiting to see your wisdom. The one you choose is the revelation of your wisdom. Yes. Whether you can choose is a revelation of your wisdom. How many understand wisdom 5? Don't choose a stranger. Don't come someone.
We have a sister from Begro. She's come last week Friday. We wanted to see you. She's my auntie's cousins, nephews, nieces, sisters, daughters, friends, aunties, last daughter.
Tell your neighbor, strangers are not welcome. You will never get a stranger in Jesus' name. Why don't you want a stranger? Why don't you want a stranger? Huh? Danger. One day, a brother, I'm close, I'm looking. we've closed. A brother told me, not that somebody told, he told me. He said, look, when I came from my country, I met this lady outside and I took her to the house. And we had whatever. We could be a beer, a war. Then, after that, are you still here?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
He said, in the night, he woke up. He himself told me. He said he felt he was, and he felt something cold. Cold. Not a penguin. Not a penguin. It's not a, these are not penguins. So he looked, and from here downwards was a fish. A fish. Here downwards was a fish. He was frightened. You see, you should be afraid of strange people. Fish. Listen. Wait. Wait. Are you hearing? One day I was at church Thursday. It was a Thursday. We had ministry meetings. Then I had a call. Please come. Bishop, Pastor, what is it? I said, I'm coming. I went down, took my car. What is it? After Thursday meeting, I was coming out of the gate and a sister stopped. I said, would you like a lift? She said, yeah. She got into the car, sat at the back. Because the way the car was going out of the gate, she sat at the back. As they were going, she said, ah, the girl is quiet.
She's that type.
She's a quiet type, the penguin type. Doesn't talk much. So she looked back. She was not in the car. She was not in the car. Nala beautiful. Asomwa is not a real person. Yeah. Listen. So brothers and sisters, be careful. So I had to go to the house. I didn't know what. We opened the car, opened the boot, all the four doors. The person has evaporated. From a car. A moving car. I tell you, you'll be afraid. So Frank, we don't need strangers. Huh? And all of you guys, the chickens you need are all around here. Stand to your feet, everybody. All right. Father, thanks a million for your word today. We are blessed to come into your house. Deliver us from evil. May we never give our ears to the cruel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you are a stranger. Maybe you are a stranger. But you want to give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus right now. If you are here like that and you want me to pray with you, maybe somebody invited you, but you are not born again. Born again, born again. Lift your hand to Jesus. Quickly, 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 quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand high, come to me. In the front. Come, 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 come.
Come running, come running, come running to that mercy seat where Jesus is calling His grace will be your covering. This blood
God bless you.
Flow freely. It will provide your healing. Come running to them.
Lift your hands up. Close your eyes and lift your hands. Close your eyes. Lift your two hands up. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. I've done many bad things. But today, I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for receiving me. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. From today, I am your child. I will obey you. I will follow you. And I will serve you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. God bless you. Give them one book each. Wow. What a blessing. Thank you. You are welcome. God bless you. What is your name? Alex. What is your name? Francis Opoku. Have you decided to serve God? What a blessing. Have you decided to serve the Lord? Yes. What a blessing. God bless you. All right. Go with our pastor. Who are they going with? This way. Please go this way. All three of you go this way. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. And you may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.